Chapter 40. Almost instantly, I regretted what I'd done. I'd broken the rule, the biggie. I'd deliberately spoken to people. And not just a few words, I'd spoken a river of words. I wasn't like that frog in the mailbox. I hadn't broken the rule accidentally. I'd broken the rule because I wanted something. I wanted to matter. I wanted to do something meaningful before I died. I'd done it for myself. After the shocked babies and their equally shocked parents were safely ensconced in their dens, I admitted my feelings to Bongo. I waited for her to yell at me. Bongo is good at yelling, extremely good. You might even say she has a gift. "Why did I do it, Bongo?" I murmured. "Why?" She flew to home plate. She stroked my rough bark with her sleek head. "You did it, my wise old tree, because you had a story to tell." "It was foolish," I said. "I'm not supposed to be foolish." "Not so foolish," Bongo said. "Just hopeful. And everyone needs hope, Red. Even wise old trees."